Colorado Preps. Kevin Schaefer with your Colorado Preps cast.
Week one in the books. Now we move on to week number two as we look at the top matchups in football across the state, all corners and all classes of Colorado. We'll do this on a weekly basis throughout the regular season. Our football podcast this year presented by Napa Auto Parts. Now through September 7th, you can save 10% and get double the reward points on each purchase. Stop by your local store today or also see them online. That's NapaOnline.com, NapaOnline.com. Let's start our preview in Class 5A, taking a look at some matchups. There. Probably the best, Ralston Valley at Fairview. Both teams solid in week one. Mustangs pulled away from Mountain Vista to win at 42-26. Fairview no trouble again with Boulder 49-14. Their fine QB Aiden Atkinson threw for 347 yards and 5 TDs in that win. First meeting since 2014. Mustangs who have won 4 of the last 5. Both teams again starting the matchup in the top 10, so you're talking valuable RPI points and future playoff seeding. Fountain Ford Carson goes down to Eagle Crest. Raptors again opening up with a nice victory over Highlands Ranch last week, 30-20. No team really has had more off-the-field issues than the Raptors. 4 coaches in the past 3 years, still 35-4 since the start of 2016. Newest coach Sean Marsh, I think he'll be there for a while. He and his son Matt Marsh had solid debuts for the Raptors. Fountain Ford Carson moved past Horizon 24-7 last week. They actually gave up an early score, then tallied the final 24 points of the game. Isaac Robinson had 128 yards and the team ran for 129. 4 different players reached the end zone. This one could be high scoring in week two. Highlands Ranch at Grandview, based on their showing against Eagle Crest last week, Falcons really a good football team and a good quarterback, but they could be 0-2 at week's end. They have another tough test with Grandview. The Wolves blasted Chaparral last week 49-7. They've not been below 500 since the 2005 season, and again the Wolves would be favored in this one, but maybe closer than in past years. Columbine and Ponderosa, a good cross-classification matchup. Mustangs, one of the top teams in 4A. Rebels, number 3 in Class 5A to start the week. Ponderosa lost to 5A legend last week, so they're now staring at a potential second straight 0-2 start to a season. Don't worry about the Mustangs. They started 0-2, as we mentioned last year, but then won their next 10 before falling in the state semifinals, and they could have a similar path this year if they fall short against the powerful Rebels. Columbine handled Denver East 49-0 last week. They actually earned a first-place vote in balloting this week, so they're closing the gap between Valor Christian and Cherry Creek, sitting third in the polls. Tanner Holland, 76 yards rushing and a TD, also caught a 50-yard scoring toss. Now, these two teams, rare meeting, really. First time since 2005. Let's move to Class 4A, the headliner here. Loveland at Broomfield, great tradition in these programs, always a factor in Class 4A, it seems. New coach for Loveland this year, Jeff Malke, has a tough act to follow. The Indians put together really one of the more dominating 2018. They outscored their 14 opponents by 519 points en route to the state championship. The Indians, though, did lose a ton of talent, but as mentioned, they always have a winning program, and again, they'll be a factor in the 4A playoff chase. This is their first game of the year. Broomfield has already played. They won the Mayor's Cup, beating Legacy 34-13 last week. Defense against the run, though, was top level. They allowed just 28 yards on 25 carries. They again will face a physical ground game with the Indians this week. Speaking of the Indians, another set, Montrose. They're on the road to Grand Junction. Good rivalry out west in a top game in 4A this week. Both teams were winners in week one. Montrose handled Grand Junction Central 44-20, jumping to a 21 lead in the first quarter. Grand Junction not threatened in their win at Palmer, 64-20, at 30 points in the second quarter. Now, the key in this one could be defense against Grand Junction QB A.J. Maurice. He's totaled 274 yards and was involved in 6 touchdowns in last week's win, but last year against Montrose, he managed just 33 total yards, so again, he could be the focus for the Montrose defense again this year. Pueblo County and Pueblo West, another good rivalry down south. West probably favored in this one, but the coaching storyline has to be mentioned. Monty Pinkerton, great success at West, including a state championship. He stepped down from that program 2 years ago and then hired Clint Buderas from La Junta as his successor. Now, Pinkerton is over at Pueblo County running the Hornets program, and he faces the Cyclones in his debut there, and his guy across the sidelines is Buderas himself. Tough news for County as well for their opener. They lost their starting quarterback to an injury that, according to the Pueblo Chieftain. West coming off their very good win at Fruta Monument and again favored in this one. Another good matchup in 4A, Pueblo East and Longmont. Fifth meeting in 5 years between the schools. Each team has won twice but never two in a row. That should bode well for Longmont. They lost to Pueblo East a year ago. East looks for a stronger showing this week. They lost to Roosevelt last week in week one. Committed six turnovers, including five interceptions for their new quarterback, Jack Helzer. He did throw for 289 yards, so positives and minuses for the new QB. Longmont lost a ton of talent. Their leading rusher and three-year starter at QB gone to graduation, but Doug Johnson always finds a way with the Trojans. Program, much like Loveland, doesn't really rebuild. They simply find a new group of guys to step up to the varsity level and produce. Let's pick up the rundown in 3A here. Skyline at Meade, a good battle near the Longmont area. Should be a good one. Could see a lot of points. Skyline features talented quarterback Chase Silva. He threw for five touchdowns in last week's 31-point win over Westminster. Meade ran for 355 yards in a 40-point win over Lewis Palmer. Nathan Bailey led that charge. He had 206. Mavericks also showed the ability to throw the football a bit. Brady Veltin had a pair of touchdown passes there. Again, this a good one. Skyline down from 4A to challenge a very good 3A program in Meade. Discovery Canyon in Roosevelt. No team made a stronger first-week statement than the Riders. They moved past Pueblo East 38-21. Remember, East has played in four of the last five state championship games with three championships. Riders, though, ran for 239 yards, had three backs with at least 70. QB Braden Saya was one of them. He gained 77 yards, also threw for 175 and two scores. Both went to a solid freshman, Tucker Peterson. Remember that name. Another good matchup, though, with Discovery Canyon this week. The Thunder, they handled Mountain View rather easily, 55-14 for the Thunder. This one begins a very tough stretch of games. They face Pueblo South, Holy Family, and Pueblo East as well over the next month. Pueblo South in Erie, another attractive matchup on the 3A level. Top teams in this division often play one another in non-conference play, and we like that quite a bit. Both teams here posted impressive week one wins. South handled Holy Family 49-25. They took control with 27 first quarter points. QB Logan Pettit had three touchdown passes, two of them going to Jackson Dickerson, and George Longoria added 180 yards on 32 carries. Defense gave up just 20 yards on the ground, but they face a team more ground-oriented this week in Erie. Now, Erie and Evergreen scoreless at the half last week, then experienced one of the crazier second halves of football, combining for 75 points. Erie outlasted the Cougars 42-33. Their defense must get better, though. They gave up 224 yards passing and 242 on the ground, and again, they face another good offense in Pueblo South this week. Out west in 3A, a dandy between Palisade and Durango is on tap. Should impact playoff seeding. Durango has two advantages here. They're at home. They've also played a game while the Bulldogs have not. Demons thrashed Pagosa Springs 47-0 last week. Jordan Wolverton, 171 yards through the air. Everett Hallen ran for 176 and scored three times. Palisade, though, won the matchup a year ago 20-3. Obviously strong defense and a good showing from their veteran quarterback Cam Tucker. He had two touchdowns on the ground. We'll see more of him this year in this one as he returns for a senior year. He's a definite player of the year candidate for the highly ranked Bulldogs. We will take a timeout. Again, our podcast is presented by Napa. We'll be back with 2A, 1A, 8-man, and 6-man next.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, save up to $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, get Rain-X glass cleaner for free. It's a deal so good, you've got to see it to believe it. That's a vision joke. And with up to $10 off Rain-X Latitude wipers plus free Rain-X glass cleaner, you'll be able to see almost everything. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Class 2A, we want to start with a couple of games involving challenges from top 1A teams. First of all, Lamar, as they play host to Lyman, the defending 1A state champs. We expect this one to be a close battle. Lamar's hoping to build on last year's 4-5 record into a playoff spot. They return a tremendous junior class that has seen action really since they stepped foot on the high school football field. Lyman, though, a tough test in the opener. They're opening their 100th year of football as the defending 1A state champs, but they also must replace 11 seniors, so there's a lot of question marks there. Badgers will rely on the tandem of Corey Taha in the backfield and Logan Marks along both interior lines to get them them off to a good start. Down in the Valley, a good rivalry game as Monta Vista steps up a class and goes a couple of about 20 miles over to Alamosa. Monte coach Manny Wassinger won a state title with the Moose back in 2007. This is always a fun one. Again, both teams coming off playoff years and some bragging rights as well down in the San Luis Valley. Elsewhere in 2A, some important games against top 10 teams. Resurrection Christian goes to Faith Christian, and Eaton is on the road to Sterling. First, Rez and Faith. Rez coming off a tough 13-7 loss in overtime to Sterling. QB Buck Coors is back as a starter, but he had a rough start to 2019 with four picks. We expect him to be more careful with the football with more success this week. Faith Christian has their first game of the year on Friday as they will host the Cougars. High expectations for the Eagles. They have a four-year quarterback in Isaiah Kroll. Eaton at Sterling. We told you about Sterling. Another good test here coming off that win over Rez. They started 0-2 in these two games last year, and it may have cost him a playoff spot. A win on Friday, they have a complete reversal and good shape to return to the postseason. Eaton will see their first game action of the season. They have a very good, solid class of juniors. Starting quarterback and both running backs played heavy minutes last year. They're expected to carry load again this season. High expectations there for the Reds in the Patriot West. Let's move to Class 1A, one of the better matchups statewide found here between Colorado Springs Christian and Holyoke. CSCS is ranked third, Holyoke 5 this week. Lions are coming off a Final Four appearance, and they return their entire backfield, including Peyton Brones. He rushed for over 1,700 yards last year. Joe Dunn, his running mate, had nearly 900. They also get their quarterback back with Caleb Stockton. Holyoke is 1-0. They crushed Haxton last week. They led it 34-0, just 11 minutes into the game. That was called then due to a long weather delay. They just made it a final. Blake Mosentine had rushing touchdowns of at least 60 yards on his first two carries. He's only a junior. Dragons, again, can make some big noise with the win in this one. Strasburg and Burlington always draws attention on the 1A level. Strasburg has not lost to the Cougars since joining the 1A division before the 2016 season. They also have the advantage of having a game under their belt. They beat University last week, winning the debut for new head coach and former assistant Brian Brown. Burlington has several new faces, but again, they always find talent. We expect them to compete again for the 1A North Central crown, and they'll be in the 16-team playoff bracket come November. They always are. Peonia and Centauri. Falcons have very high hopes this year. They started home, ranked fourth to open up the season. It's well-deserved. Peonia not in the top 10. Over the past decade, that has been very rare. Neither team played back in week one. Eagles have a new coach in Eric Neal, so this one is his debut. He replaces Blaine Escher, who directed the Eagles the past couple of years. Centauri still led by Kyle Forster. Great success there in Lahara. Centauri won this matchup easily a year ago, 38-0. Also won in 2017, much tighter, 20-13. Falcons will be favored here on Friday. Coleridge and Meeker, a good matchup out west as well. Cowboys have a quarterback in Ryan Phelan. You know his name by now, just a junior, but he threw for 289 yards and three touchdowns in an opening win over conference rival Hotchkiss. That's a non-league game. Two of those scores also went to Jacob Shelton. For Coleridge, they've already matched their win total from all of last season as they beat Olathe handily. They finished just 1-8, but 2 years ago they were in the playoffs, so there is a bit of tradition with the Titan football program. In 8-man, we have three top 10 pairings tonight, or this week, I should say. Sedgwick County goes to Honey. That is 1-2. Caliche is at West Grand. That's 3-5. Sargent and Fowler, also a top 10 matchup as well. Let's start with the four-time defending state champion Cougars. Sedgwick County handed Honey both their losses last year, one in the season opener and the second in the state championship game. For Honey, this is their first game this year. The Cougars, though, easily blitzed Simla last week. So again, they had the advantage of game experience, and that's huge early on in the year. Cougars are 50-2 in their last 52 games, and as mentioned, they're the four-time defending state champs. Caliche at West Grand, don't be surprised if the winner of this one ends up with a top two or three seed come playoff time. Caliche must duke it out with Sedgwick County for the Plains title, but West Grand, they're also favored to land the Northwest. Could see some push from Rangeley, but the Mustangs, again, the slight pick out there. Renee Dominguez had seven touchdowns for West Grand win in their opening win over Calhoun. Bulldogs had their first game in 3 years, though the last 2 years they had combined with Peyton. Dylan Haas and Riley Stump for Caliche each had three TDs in their win over Gilpin County. Sargent and Fowler, regular playoff teams, and as mentioned, both in the top 10 again this year. Fowler wasn't pushed in their opener, beating Swink 54-6. They led 32-0 after one period. Grizzlies picked up a whopping 434 yards rushing, 116 from Joshua Daniels and another 118 from Jackson Bates. Combined, they had just 17 carries. Sargent didn't play last week, but coming off a 7-3 campaign a year ago, ended the season in a tough way, a wild double overtime loss to Holly. Farmers lost their starting quarterback and top four rushers, also their top receiver and top tackler. Top returnees are Braxton Asbell and Cage Pepper. This is a tough opener for a relatively young Sargent Farmer ball club. Dove Creek and Rangeley, another attractive matchup in eight-man, both teams winners in week one. Rangeley moved past Norwood 46-28, but they gave up nearly 500 yards of offense to the Mavericks, so they must be better defensively to challenge West Grand for the league title and make another playoff run this year. They went 9-2 in 2018 and reached the state quarters. Dove Creek top Monument Valley out of Utah 58-14. Three touchdowns in both the first and second quarters led the way, along with 461 yards rushing. Sophomore Chorben Kressler had 188 yards and four TDs. Freshman Cade Hankins picked up 106 yards and in his high school debut. Let's finish off with six-man. Stratton Liberty at Prairie, probably the pick of the week. Another tough test for the Nighted Eagles. They're coming off that 34-point loss to Kit Carson. Cost them the number one spot in the polls. They dropped a second, and now they face the fourth-ranked Mustangs, and again, likely without their top standout, Jarrett Lichty. Prairie, though, they rolled Hanover 58-18 last week, had a 36-0 lead by the end of the first quarter. Defense forced turnovers, including two from Eric Lebsock. Now, a tougher test this week for Prairie as well. They did lose nine seniors. That's a big number for a six-man team, so we'll get a better gauge for where they stand this year against the Nighted Eagles. North Park and Cotopaxi, also a good matchup in the eight-man ranks. Best win across the entire division last week went to North Park on the road to Arickery Woodland and scored a 36-18 win. Defense was the difference there, including Brock Folletti. He had 25 tackles, including 18 solos. He also scored three touchdowns offensively on a very busy Saturday afternoon. Cotopaxi blasted Edison 61-18, but like Prairie, the game this week will give us a better indication of where the Pirates stack up. Freshman QB Ty Coleman had a big night, five completions for 144 yards. All five went for touchdowns. Liam True also paced the defense. He had seven tackles and a pair of sacks. Elsewhere in six-man, we're looking at Briggsdale and Sierra Grande, also Manzanola at Eads. Briggsdale coming off a narrow loss to Flagler High Plains 40-39 last week. Stayed in the rankings despite that decision. Now they're favored against Sierra Grande. Panthers handled La Vida in week one, but this is a step up in competition. Manzanola and Eads, the Eagles won just two games last year, but now they can match that number if they get the win expected over Manzanola. That after blasting Genoa Hugo 61-37. Manzanola is 0-1, but they had a good showing against a solid Grenada club. Actually led at the half, but then fell short 24-18 in a battle of Bobcats. So again, that's our preview and some of the top matchups we're watching here in week two of the high school football season. Our program is presented again by Napa Auto Parts now through September 7th. You can save 10% and get double the reward points on each purchase. Stop by your local store today or shop online, NapaOnline.com. Remember to join us for our scoreboard show each Friday night from 9:30 to 11 on the Colorado Preps Radio Network. 30 affiliates across the state. We recap all the scores and talk with 7, 8, 9, 10 coaches depending on the week. And also our website, ColoradoPreps.com. Scoreboard, the best in the state. We have updates from almost every game across Colorado. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kevin Schaefer for Colorado Preps Cast.